This is Fresh Air. The first major African-American classical concert singer was tenor Roland Hayes, who died in 1977. His success, both popular and artistic, paved the way for Marian Anderson and the other black stars who followed. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new Hayes compact disc that he says has been long overdue.
Garde de pâte mulette là, Mr. Banjo, comme un lien solo. Chapeau sur côté, Mr. Banjo, cigare dans la grande bouche de banjo. Mouchoir dans la poche, Mr. Banjo, la canne dans la main. Oh, garde.
Roland Hayes was born in 1887 in Curryville, Georgia, on the very plantation where his mother had been a slave. He did his first singing in the Baptist church his mother founded. As a teenager, he heard a recording of Enrico Caruso and decided to be a singer. He was admitted to Fisk University on the basis of his singing, even though his formal education had stopped at the sixth grade. On tour with the Fisk Jubilee Singers, he decided to stay in Boston and study voice. Later, he studied in Europe. In 1921, after a concert at London's Wigmore Hall, the royal family invited him to perform at Buckingham Palace. A year later, Roland Hayes became the first black performer to sing with a major American orchestra, the Boston Symphony. He became his own concert promoter because he couldn't find a professional manager to represent a black artist. In 1924, he gave his first concert in Berlin. When he walked on stage, the audience began to hiss. He stood there in silence until they finally calmed down. Then he sang Schubert's Du bist die Ruhe, You Are Quietness. At the end, they cheered. Here's Roland Hayes singing the same song, recorded at Boston Symphony Hall in 1955. Hayes was 68 years old when this recording was made, but you can hear what impressed the Germans 30 years before. The hushed restraint of his pianissimos, the sustained rapture of his phrasing, dissolved the boundary between prayer and love song. Hayes wanted to compete with the world's great lead singers on their own turf, but he never neglected the music that first inspired him. He was surely the first serious artist to bring spirituals to the classical concert stage. This recording of Weepin' Mary was made in 1942. This album, The Art of Roland Hayes, which was just issued by Smithsonian, includes a fascinating variety of material. Hayes sings elegant versions of English songs from the 16th through the 20th centuries, including Haydn's great setting of Viola's lines from Twelfth Night, She Never Told Her Love. There are songs by Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, and Berlioz, an exuberant Creole folk song called Mr. Banjo, an African fetish chant set by Villa Lobos, and 10 folk songs, slave songs, and spirituals, most of them in Hayes's own superb arrangements. The earliest of these recordings were made in 1939, the last at Hayes's 80th birthday concert at Boston's Gardner Museum in 1967. All of them are eloquently accompanied by Reginald Boardman. Hayes's daughter, Afrika, joins him in 2 numbers, including this charming Mendelssohn duet recorded in 1965. Hayes has one of the warmest tenor voices ever recorded, a sound unmistakable even into his 70s. Occasional rough spots crop up, even on his earlier recordings, but his flawless diction, his stylistic assurance and integrity, and the utter conviction of his delivery set towering standards for future generations of American singers.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed The Art of Roland Hayes on the Smithsonian label. This is Fresh Air.